The View hosts forced to issue four legal notes in one episode over Trump cabinet selections. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 24, 2024. The hosts of ABC's The View were forced to issue four legal notes in one episode regarding comments they made about several of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Co-hosts Sunny Hostin and Joy Behar were forced to issue legal notes after comments made during an episode on Friday about allegations surrounding former Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, who was Trump's pick for Attorney General before he withdrew his name from consideration. Fox News host Pete Hegseth, who Trump picked to serve as his Secretary of Defense. And Pam Bondi, who Trump selected to serve as Attorney General. The View co-hosts also issued a legal note over comments made about former New York Republican Representative George Santos, according to the New York Post. The legal notes made during the episode came after comments made by co-hosts Anna Navarro, Sarah Haynes, former Trump administration official Alyssa Farah Griffin, Hostin, and Behar. After Behar made a comment about Santos's 23 criminal charges for wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements to the House of Representatives, Behar was faced with making a legal note. "I just got a note," Behar said. "We have to clarify that Santos eventually reached a plea deal after pleading guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft." Later on in the episode, the women of The View made comments regarding the sexual assault allegations surrounding Gaetz and Hegseth. "I have a legal note," Hostin announced during the episode. "Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations and has not been charged with any crime." "Also, another legal note," Hostin continued. "Pete Hegseth's lawyer said he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit. He has denied any wrongdoing." Minutes later, Hostin revealed that she had another legal note. "I'm sorry, everyone, I have another legal note," Hostin announced. "Both Trump and Pam Bondi have denied allegations of a quid pro quo that his past donation played any role in her office's decision to not take legal action against Trump University when she was the Attorney General of Florida." "This show is just going to be legal notes and things we're selling," Navarro responded. The legal notes issued by The View co-hosts came days after Hostin had been forced to read a legal note regarding comments she made about Gaetz and allegations against him. "Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear, following a three-year criminal investigation, should be viewed with great skepticism. The DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought," Hostin said. In another episode, Hostin was forced to issue a legal note regarding comments made about Gaetz and Hegseth. "I have a legal note," Hostin said. "Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations and has not been charged with any crime." Gaetz previously dismissed allegations that he paid for sex, saying, "Someone is trying to recategorize my generosity to ex-girlfriends as something more untoward." Another legal note, Hostin added. Pete Hegseth's lawyer said he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit. He has denied any wrongdoing.